And she was mine. Mine all night. Until the day breathed fire and the shadows fled.
The net draws tight.
Look how beautiful he is.
Mercy.
His eyes, his brows, his cheeks, his lips.
Until the day breathed fire.
Stop. Stop it. Stop!
Augustus, you all right?
What?
Just saying evening, Augustus.
Oh, fever. Even.
You're trembling.
I am. Cold spell coming on, I imagine.
No, that's what you said to me.
What?
That time I was coming back from Skiller's, scared open my mouth, and you said, "What's your hurry?" And then you said, "You're trembling." And I said, "I am," just like you did now.
Oh.
Heading up to the house again?
I got a moment.
Sit yourself down, then. Rest a spell.
I shall.
You sure be up there a long time. At the big house, I mean.
Mrs. Orders.
What else she have you doing?
You practice the fine art of conversation.
What's that she fucks up to now?
It's simple. She wants to tame me, and if I get better treatment than the rest of you, all my talk about Haiti won't hold much water.
So she thinks she can get us to fighting amongst ourselves?
Seems plenty folk want things just the way they are. Alexander keeps his distance lately.
Alexander don't mean you no spy. And Scipio. Scipio say you his, any time, any place. Now there's a body in need of some occupation.
Maybe I can help him find it.
Of course, you got Diana's heart. She think the sun and the moon set in your face.
And then there's Skiller.
As far as I'm concerned, Skiller can roll her eye and talk conjuration till the summer go cold and the cotton pick itself.
Now that's the fire I saw.
Huh?
The first time I saw you, I thought to myself, that's not the spirit of a slave. That's a pure flame.
Go on.
Tell me about your folks.
My father was sold before I was born. Mama, it's a long story.
I got time.
Mama worked in the kitchen until I was about 5. That's when fever broke out in the quarters. Master Jennings said the field hands spread contamination and forbid them to come up to the house. But Mama couldn't stand watching them just wasting away. So she started sneaking food to the quarters at night.
Then the fever caught her too.
She couldn't hide it long. And Master Jennings found out. Mama started wailing right there at the stove. Hadn't she been a good servant? Where am I going to lay my poor sick head, she asked. He stood there, staring, like she was a rut in the road, and said, "You have put me and my child in the path of mortal danger, and you dare to ask me what to do with your nappy black head?" She died soon after.
Lord of mercy.
Mercy had nothing to do with it. Ain't that what you said?
Phoebe, how far would you go to avenge your mother's death?
There you go again with your revolution talk.
How far?
We ain't got no tom-toms like those slaves in Haiti.
You don't need tom-toms. Just a bird call. Just a bird call.
You boy.
Yes, sir?
Get back inside. You think that cotton's gonna trample itself?
No, sir.
Any news, Augustus?
I expect another signal any day now. Then I'll know more.
What are they waiting for? You reckon something's gone wrong?
They have their reasons. Patience.
You're looking up at the big house. You better get on up there then. Sun's almost touching.
They have their reasons.
Keep it moving in there. Don't be looking at the sun. You got a whole long while before your day is over. Where are you going, Augusta?
Big house. Missus Orders.
You see that, Scipio?
There he goes.
Every same time. Isn't that right, Skiller?
It's a
devil's working for sure.
It is peculiar. I wonder...
It ain't your task to wonder. None of you.
What's the matter with you, gal? Maybe you're sweet on him.
If you ain't finding fault with someone, you're all laughing at them. We all been called up to the house one time or another. Ain't nothing special in that.
For weeks on end? As soon as the sun eases into the sycamores, there ain't a hair of his head to be seen till daylight. Except maybe on his latest pillow.
What are you trying to say, Skip?
I ain't trying to say nothing.
He's certainly the boldest nigga I ever seen.
That's the truth there. The way he handles Master Jones, no bowing or scraping for him. That eye of his could cut through stone. Jones doesn't know what to do with that nigga. He plain scared, and that's a fact.
Maybe they're just talking.
Augustus is nice.
You listening to grown people talk, Diana? Nice as the devil was to Eve.
What's the only thing white folks think a nigga buck's good for? And it wouldn't be the first time.
If that's what he's doing, he's headed for big trouble.
I don't believe it. And even if it's true, it's because he ain't got no choice.
You mighty contrary lately, Phoebe.
I already got a pack of curses on my head. A few more won't hurt.
Phoebe, don't talk to Skiller like that.
Should have done it a long time ago. If there's a curse here, Skiller, it's you.
Phoebe!
Yes, Skiller, you're the curse. With all your roots and potions. Tell me, how come you never put a spell on Miss Amalia? Why didn't you sprinkle some powder over a candle to make her house go up in flames one night? That would have been some magic.
I do what the spirits tell me.
Then those slaves in Haiti must have known some better spirits.
Some nigga comes here with a few pretty stories and you think he's a savior.
Dear Lord.
The savior was never to your liking, Skiller. He took too much attention away from you.
Your Augustus is pretty clever. Been lots of places and knows the meaning of words and things like that, but something's foul in his blood. And what's festering inside of him, nothing this side of the living can heal. Body hurting that bad will do anything to get relief, anything. So, keep talking about Haiti, and sharpening your sticks. But know one thing, that nigger's headed for destruction. And you're all headed there with him.
I see you, snake. Under rocks, twixt reeds. The wicked never rest. What's that? Someone's coming. Hide. Hide.
Good night, friend. We will be victorious.
I'll shake on that, Henry. May fate be with us, brother.
Wait here, Augustus. Let me go and call the others.
Compass and sextant. Clouded belly of the oil lamp dangling from a chain and everything rocking. Rocking. Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. And when she looks at me, such a cool, sweet look. Each scar weeps like an open wound. If fear eats out the heart, what does love do?
I've seen you before.
That you have, my friend. I'm from the Jennings plantation, like you.
Like me? Like me, you see? You were with someone. I saw you.
Just a friend, Hector. Don't you have friends?
How do you know my name?
We met before, don't you remember? I'm the new slave on the Jennings plantation.
You're the one who came in leg irons along the road. You must be dangerous. Snakes. Tricks of reeds.
I was sold in chains and spent my first night in the barn. The overseer didn't have enough sense to take them off until Amalia gave the order.
Amalia? Amalia? You are plotting some evil. Men come and go in the wagons. They whisper and shake hands. They come at night when innocents sleep.
Are they black men or white?
You'll be one of them.
If they are black like me and you, Hector, how can they be evil?
I took that curse as far away as I could.
There is no curse.
The wicked never rest. Moss and vines build my throne. Every man has his place. I must build my throne. The wicked never rest.
Listen to me, old man. There is no curse.
Ah, but the little mother's gone. I got lost in the smell of a rose. And snap.
What is it?
Such a cool, sweet look.
You quote my own words to me. You are crazy.
Once we had a garden to hide in. But we were children. This is my home now. This is my throne. I am king here. Every man has his place.
And you are fortunate to have found yours.
You are planning a great evil. You come out at night when the innocent sleep. But I won't let you harm her.
Someone might hit
her. I won't let you harm her. Danger!
No! Wake up, children! Quiet! You want to bring the whole pack down on us? Wake up! Wake up! Mother! Father!
Why is the fool coming
for everything? I've come to save you! Father! Father! Be still! Silence, you fool! Damn you, old man. I came to save you. But who is not with us is against us.
Sailor, you fought a mighty battle, brother.
Help me hide the body. Let these vines be your shroud. This moss from your throne, a pillow for your head. These roots will be your coffin. This dark water, your grave.
Selah, brother. Farewell.
Sleep, Hector. Sleep and be free.
I heard Hector shout. Augustus. Where's Hector?
He's sleeping now. What say you, Skiller?
Was just a voice in the wind. Eshu elewa, ogogogo. Eshu elewa, ogogogo.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing in the books. Empty sky and all the charts. And yet I've seen it with my own eyes. Last night it was the brightest. What was once a void fills with feverish matter.
Just take the firewood and leave it, Tercy. If I want a fire, I'll light it myself later.
Yourself, Miss Amelia.
Oh, just go.
Yes, ma'am.
Pass me that book as you go.
Here it is, Miss Amelia.
You sure?
Go.
The princess said to her father, "Bring me strawberries. I'm hungry for strawberries." Oh, I know this old tale by heart now. I came back with a husband instead. And so she ran out of the palace until a pebble in her shoe forced her to stop. When she shook out her shoe, It was the head of her husband who said, "Please put me in your pocket so that I may love you wherever you go." The princess ran faster, but before long her shoes stopped her again. And this time it was her own head she held in her hand. Oh.
Begging pardon for the disturbance, ma'am, but the matter's urgent.
Since you barged in, Mr. Jones, the least you can do is close the door.
Oh.
There's a chill. I believe I've caught it.
It's just what I wanted to talk to you about, Miss Jennings. This cold spell, it'll kill the last of the crops. We don't get them in soon. Ma'am, you let the niggers leave the fields early?
I thought you'd be happy, Mr. Jones. Aren't such measures part of your economic philosophy?
Not when there's cotton to be picked.
Oh, an hour more or less can hardly matter. Now, this cold spell is unusual, but not as threatening as you're making it out to be.
Well, the niggers sure are spooked. They're just sitting around, looking off into the sky. Matter of fact, they ain't even been tending their own gardens.
It's late in the season. I don't imagine there's much left to tend.
And that crazy slave, the one that's got his shack out in the swamp.
Hector?
Yes, that's the one I mean. Well, no one's seen hide nor hair of him.
Hector's in the habit of appearing whenever he has snakes to parade.
But it's been 3 days, ma'am.
Cold weather makes the snakes scarce. Is that all, Jones?
Yes, ma'am. As you please. Good evening, Miss Jennings.
Hector's just waiting till the cold clears. He'll be all right. She looked down at her own head, cradling it in her cupped palms, and cried herself to sleep beneath the giant oak tree. No one heard her, no one came, and so she perished. And her body was never found, even to this day. Augustus, so you've come after all?
Yes. I'm here.
Oh, you look tired.
I nearly collided with Jones, barreling full steam across the porch.
Did he see you?
Shadows are kind to niggers.
You are not a nigger.
Yes, I am, Amalia. Let's not forget that.
Skiller says the weather will break tomorrow.
Since when have you taken to consulting Skiller?
Forget about the weather. Who cares what happens out there?
Someone's got to care, Missy.
Don't call me that.
That's what you are. And I'm your slave. Nothing has changed that.
Shush! If this is all the world they left us, then it's ours to make over. And from time to time, we can step out to show ourselves to the people so they will have someone to blame.
It's too late.
Don't you think I see the suffering? Don't you think I know I'm the cause? But a master cannot allow himself the privilege of sorrow. A master must rule or die.
Dying used to be such a simple business. Easy. As long as there was nothing to live for. A murder. Simply a matter of being on the right side of the knife.
Have you ever used a knife? Have you ever killed someone?
Now, where would I get a knife?
Come, let me hold you. Oh, your back is like a book. No one can bear to read the end. Each angry gash and each proud welt. But the scars on your side are different. They couldn't have come from a whipping. They're more like markings that turn up in fairy tales of princes and paupers exchanged at birth.
I've had them since birth.
So they are magical.
Hardly. Unless the art of survival is in your magician's bag of tricks.
They even look like crowns or suns, exploding suns. Why, how did you come by them?
No more stories.
Please?
Another time. There's enough sorrow on earth tonight. And what's the harm in borrowing a little happiness?
Take this, then. And this.
Pass you over and under Hector's coffin to let him know we understand life still goes on.
Yes, Stevie.
Here he come, stopping by when he's good and ready.
I knew Augustus would come.
too busy to pay proper respects to the dead.
He's so grieved in his own way, Alexander.
And some ways is right, and some ways is wrong.
I'll be back in a minute. Where were you?
I came as soon as I heard.
They were calling for you last night. Didn't you hear that steal away? They sang till I thought the dead would rise out of their graves and follow. I was crazy with worry. Finally, I told them you couldn't get away. What are you looking at?
Amalia. She's watching the funeral from her window.
Best place for her.
What happened when you told them I wasn't coming?
On the way back, I tripped over what I thought was an old root. And there he was.
You found it?
Under the crook of a mangrove wrapped in vines. Poor Hector. All those years, folks thought he was crazy when he was just sick at heart. We better get back before they notice we're gone.
Hector took a liking to you, Diana. You should be proud to be the one.
That's right, child. You ready?
Yes.
We'll lift you over first, then pass you under. We won't let you fall, Diana.
I ain't afraid.
Lift him high, Lord. Take him by the arm.
Amen.
Wrap him in glory. Amen. Dip him in balm.
You, Augustus, on your knees. Never thought I'd see the day.
A man has died, Skiller.
A man who thought evil could be caught.
I got better things to do than argue with you, Skiller.
Oh, yes. You're a busy man. You gotta watch for people waiting to trip you up. You think danger's on the outside. But do you know what's on the inside, Augustus Newcastle? The seeds of the future. They have their way. You can't escape. You are in your skin wherever you go.
All finished now, Diana.
Poor Hector.
Yeshuelewa, Ogobogbo.
Sunday evening, new moon, skies clear, the wheels stop turning, redemption's here.
Any day now, Phoebe, any time.
It's been 3 days, Augustus, 3 days since you heard the call and didn't answer.
Tonight's new moon, skies are clear, destiny calls.
Are you sure it's not just your destiny?
What do you mean?
Every time you talk about victory and vengeance, it's as if you're saying, my victory, my vengeance. As if you didn't care about anyone's pain but yours.
Are you with us or against us?
Ain't nothing wrong with feelings, Augustus. Just where they lead you. Now, when it comes to hating, you and Miss Amalia are a lot alike.
Never.
She used to be different, high-minded, but always ready to laugh. When she married Messer Lewis, she began a sour. Seemed like disappointment killed her.
Phoebe.
And now you brought her back to life. No wonder you're mixed up.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I care what happens to you. More than revolution or freedom. Those may be traitor's words, but I don't care. Because maybe if you hadn't let hate take over your life, you might have had some love left over for me.
Phoebe, wait! Oh.
Don't look so fearful now, does he?
Not so very fearful, no.
Who's there?
May fate be with you.
Benjamin. Henry. You brought news?
Most of the news is old, brother.
It couldn't be helped. I was under constant guard.
Constant guard? Constant companionship would be closer to the truth.
Talk straight.
Straight as a bullet, brother. You sent word you were being watched. Naturally, we sent someone to see about your difficulties. What a surprise to find out who your guard was and how tenderly she watched over you.
Missy needed a buck. What of it?
Sound mighty proud, Buck.
Mighty proud.
Just the facts, brother. Just the facts. Should I knock her hand away to prove my loyalty to the cause? Why not charm her instead?
That never used to be your style.
I've never been so close to freedom.
All the more reason to see you don't spoil it. The night's perfect.
clear skies, new moon, tonight. I knew it. I'll assemble my forces.
Hold on. You'll be coming with us.
But I told
you. You told us what you wanted us to believe. We got orders to bring you to headquarters. They'll decide what is to be done.
I can't leave. My people need me.
This is death's business, brother. Even a nigger as famous as you can't be given the benefit of the doubt. You're second in command.
Phoebe?
We'll organize things from here.
Wanted me, ma'am?
Good evening, Phoebe. I was sitting at the window, catching the last rays of sunlight, when I happened to see you darting from group to group, talking to this slave and that, and I said to myself, perhaps Phoebe would like to talk to me, too.
I am pleased to talk conversation whenever you like, Miss Amalia.
It seems you're mighty pleased with other people's conversations these days.
I don't follow your meaning, ma'am.
Oh, really? I notice you and Augustus have no problem following each other's meaning.
Augustus ain't nothing but a friend, ma'am.
Oh, everyone can see you're making a fool of yourself over him. Have you spoken to Augustus today?
I can't rightly say, ma'am. That is, I talked to a lot of people, and he was amongst them, but we didn't say more than a howdy-do.
Well, tell Augustus I want to see him.
I don't know. I mean...
What's the matter, Phoebe?
Nothing, ma'am. It might take a while, is all.
And why? Is that?
It's just, well, Augustus been keeping to himself lately. I seen him going off in the direction of the swamp. He got some crazy idea about fixing up Hector's shack.
Oh. When he returns, send him up.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as he returns.
And don't forget.
No, Miss Amalia.
They sent me back.
I thought for sure they were going to do something awful to you.
The sun travels its appointed track and not a fire day in, day out. What could be more awful?
Augustus, what is it? Can I help?
This job I do alone.
But surely you can take a minute to go in there and smooth that She-Hawk's feathers down so the rest of us can get it done.
Is that you in the shadows, Phoebe?
Yes, I was just on my way downstairs.
I heard voices.
That was me, ma'am. I twisted my foot in the dark. Guess I was talking to it. My mama used to say it helps to talk the hurt out.
Well, do your talking somewhere else. Go on.
Yes?
That white throat bared for kisses.
Where once was a void, fills with feverish matter. No new corn shines for Louis Lafarge among the stars. No one has come through that door for years. You're the new one, aren't you? A wild nigger, I hear. Amalia's latest indulgence.
Hey, this is the great white master trembling in his dressing gown.
You beware the moon in the house of Mars. The stars can tell you everything. War and pestilence. Love and betrayal.
War? Yes, this is war. Say your prayers, master. You have a hard ride ahead of you.
Hard ride? Me? I don't think so. A man should be able to kill when he has to, don't you agree? Hmm? Cat got your tongue now? Perhaps you'd care for a bit of bourbon to warm your way.
You can't stop what is coming over the hill.
Oh, no. I tried to kill before. Tried and failed. This time I won't leave things up to chance. What a fool I was to take death for granted. I should have smothered the bastard right there in the basket, not tried to spur him on to his own destruction. That's the man's way.
Basket? What basket?
Amalia's, of course. Amalia's basket. It was... The doctor refused to kill it. What else was there for me to do?
Ah! I did not come this far for you to kill me now.
My gun? No!
There goes your last chance, fool.
Please, no.
This basket.
What?
This basket, what did it look like?
What do you care?
Enough to slit your throat.
White wicker, lined in blue satin, signed in red rosettes, marching along the rim.
And your spurs slipped right inside.
Those spurs were Amalia's Christmas present to me. Oh, was a good doctor relieved. It's a miracle, he said. But the child is still alive.
And still lives to this day. Spurs bite into a horse's belly. Think what they can do to a newborn child. See what they can do!
You...
All my life I try to imagine what you would look like. Would you be tall or stooped over? Blue eyes or brown? Would you dress in white linen or dash around in a dusty greatcoat? To think that your blood flows through my veins.
My blood?
When I think of you forcing your wretched seed into my mother, I want to rip you.
You think I'm your father?
I heard it from your own lips.
Of course. Of course. The stars said it all. Who is born into violence shall live to fulfill it. Who shuns violence shall die by the sword.
What happened to my mother? What did you do to her? I will use this blade if I have to. Oh,
I haven't touched her since. Ask Amalia. She runs this plantation. She knows your mother better than anyone.
Amalia? Mm-hmm. Of course. Missy wants the bastard child dead. Now I understand. It is an old story.
You understand nothing.
The last. It's time.
No.
A man should be able to kill when he has to. Isn't that what you say? Die then. Yes.
You were there. All along. You were there.
So, Amalia, you knew. And to think I tried to bargain for your life. And now for you, Amalia.
Augustus, there you are. What's happening? I called Tassie, but you won't come.
I thought you didn't care what happened out there.
Why are they shouting? Why doesn't Jones make them stop?
I reckon the dead don't make good overseers. Your slaves are rebelling, Missy. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Rebelling? My slaves? Well, Augustus make them stop. They listen to you.
Like I listen to you. You led me into your parlor like a dog on a leash. Sit dog, heel, care for a sherry, a fairy tale.
Oh, no, you were different. You were
no more conversation. Where is my mother?
Your mother? How would I know a thing like that?
Your husband confessed.
What could Louis have to confess?
A shrewd piece of planning to destroy him with his own son. After you failed to destroy the son himself. But you had to be patient. 20 years you had to wait until you could buy me back.
Louis, your father? You must be joking.
Shall I help you remember? You supplied the basket yourself.
Basket?
Lined in blue satin. Trimmed with rosettes.
Red rosettes?
Monsieur Lafarge agreed to sell his own baby, but that wasn't enough, was it? You wanted the child dead, so you slipped a pair of riding spurs into the sewing basket. And you know the kind of scar spurs leave, Missy? Like crowns. Or exploding suns.
My God.
That woman who patched me up kept that basket as a reminder.
No.
What did you do with my mother? Who is she? Tell me!
So you want to know who your mother is? You think if I tell you the sad tale of your life, you will find its storybook ended? Well, then, this will be my last story. And when I have finished, you will wish you had never stroked my hair or kissed my mouth. You will wish you had no eyes to see or ears to hear. You will wish you had never been born.
I've heard grown men scream, watched as their branding iron sank into their flesh. I've seen pregnant women slit open like melon, run away, staked to the ground, and whipped until they floated in their own blood and piss. Don't think you can frighten me, Missy. Nothing your lips can tell can be worse than what these eyes have seen.
Bravo, what a speech. But you've seen nothing. Same expression. How could I forget? My lover then stood as tall as you do now.
Your lover?
They're coming, Augustus! They're coming in to see if you did what you were told! Oh, Augustus, you were supposed to kill her!
My mother! Who is my mother? Out with it!
Phoebe, you tell him. You were there 20 years ago. Everyone was there under my window waiting for news.
That was the night we all came away to have the birth.
What birth?
Hector stood on the porch.
What about Hector?
There's no time.
I will slit your throat, Amalia. What about Hector?
Chicken and basket going to market. They said you died, poor thing. That's why Hector went to the swamp.
Hector?
You? You're Hector's son.
But you didn't die. You're here. Oh, Augustus.
No. No.
It's on a pin. The pin bent. And that's the way the story went.
Silk from our prince and a canopy of roses. And you were so tiny. So sweet and tiny. I didn't know about the spurs.
You sold your own child. Hector's child.
Hector. My father.
Oh, Augustus!
Don't touch me!
Oh, I was trying to save you!
Save me?
I felt like they had hacked out my heart, but I wouldn't let them see me cry.
You... my mother... you...
It was like missing an arm or a leg. That pain that throbs, even though you can look right where it was and see there's nothing left.
My own mother gave me away. But I found my way back. A worm crawling into its hole.
For weeks afterwards, my breasts ached with milk.
Better I had bled to death in that basket.
Augustus! She has the knife!
The day of redemption is here.
They'll kill you if they find her alive, Augustus.
Maybe it's time to be free.
Poor baby. I thought I could keep you from harm, and here you are, right in harm's way. Unless I use this blade. Oh, Augustus!
Amalia, no! Ashura, Ogogbogbo!
Oh, Augustus.
I had the sun and the moon once, and the stars with their cool gaze. Now it's dark.
It's all right. You'll be all right.
Who's there? Ah, she stares like a cat at midnight.
Nobody's there, Gus.
Don't you see her? Look, she's hidden behind a tree.
Oh, my God.
She'll frighten her. There's another one. He's been flogged and pickled and brined. That skinny boy ain't dirt. That's why he staggers. So many of them limping with brands on their cheeks, so I can't bear it.
Come along now.
I came to save you.
He did it. He did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
A sniff of freedom is all it takes to feel history's sting. Any fortress will fall by and by, as long as the slaves will sing. Take a little seed, put it in the ground. The seed takes root, sends its tendrils down. Till the sapling shoots its branches high, roots piercing ground, limbs touching sky.
The Darker Face of the Earth by Rita Dove, adapted for radio by Pat Kumper. Augustus was played by Chiwetel Ejiofor. Amalia was Teresa Gallagher. Phoebe, Jax Williams. Skilla, Angela Winter. And Scipio, Rachel. Louis was Stuart Milligan. The Doctor, Colin Stinton. And Hector, Antonio Fable. Alexander was Clive Wedderburn. The Leader, Chris Jarman. Psyche, Jocelyn G, and Henry, Derek Ezenagu. Diana was Charlene Robinson, and Jones, Sam Douglas. Music was by Felix Cross. Technical presentation was by Peter Ringrose, and the broadcast assistant was Lee Wilson. It was directed for BBC World Service by Maria Nancarrow.